KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, some snow flurries, and it's currently 12 degrees above zero, with a wind chill of 5 degrees below zero. We look for the snow showers to be ending this morning. Skies will be partly sunny today, with temperatures rising to near 22 degrees this morning before falling back to around 10 degrees for the remainder of the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, a tractor-trailer parking lot on Commerce Street here in Atlantic will remain closed following a motion passed Tuesday night by the Community Protection Committee. The committee, comprised of councilpersons Bob Cord, Ashley Hayes, and Chris Jimerson, along with Mayor Dave Jones, met at City Hall to discuss the future of the site. City Administrator Doug Harris was also in attendance. The committee concluded it would be better to have the lot utilized by the city and county governments until such time as the need for a city-owned truck parking lot is expressed more by those it was originally intended to serve. Doug Harris agreed a cooperative agreement between the city and county would be in the best interest of both entities if the county is willing to agree.
We should go to the county, Public Works, and ask exactly what they need and what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to Daryl and take a look at the area and see how it might be divvied up. I mean, if there was more than enough space, I don't know if there is. I mean, another option may be to take a small portion of it if the recyclers are interested in it next door, but it might be a way to leverage saying, well, look, you need some more space. We'd like to see some screening. So maybe there's a win-win situation. I don't know. I don't even know if there's space to do that.
The screening he was referring to would be from the Shelburgh Recreation Area to keep the recycling out of the view of the area people that come to visit that recreation area. Now, Mayor Jones suggested that while the lot could be used for the storage of some city and county-owned equipment in the short term, that nothing permanent be established or installed there. That would leave the option of using the area for truck parking again if a need is demonstrated by those who might need it in the future. The city wouldn't charge the county for the use of the land if the government resources could be shared.
They got equipment we don't have. We have equipment they don't have.
So that would be the trade-off?
Yeah, that'd be a trade-off. It'd be an olive branch. You know, you say, you know what?
Each other's back.
Yeah. The more stuff we can share doing things, the more things get done in here.
No one from the public objected to the committee's decision. The issue of truck parking arose several years ago, and the city received complaints about semis parked on city streets. The city poured a concrete slab and allowed the trucks to temporarily park there, but the site soon became an eyesore, with trailers being left for long periods of time and the area becoming more like a junkyard. The city cleaned up the site and then closed it off until a decision could be made on its future. Meanwhile, other private entities have stepped up and offered to rent lots for truck parking. The mayor has said the city should not be in competition with those individuals if the need is being filled. News time is 7:09.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are expected to act this morning on a resolution setting February 12th as the date for a hearing on the vacating of a section of county-owned road right-of-way. The affected road is 644th Street and Section 14 of Grove Township, and a portion of 700th Street lying between Sections 2 and 3 in Grove Township. In other business, the supervisors will act on approving a contract with SWPCO for the providing of services necessary to carry out the formal adoption of a local hazard mitigation plan for rural Cass County and the eight cities within the county. Total cost of the contract amounts to $53,000 of the feds and state, picking up just over $45,000 of the cost, and the local in-kind share amounting to $7,950. The board will also act on appointment to fill a vacancy term on the Cass County Board of Health if an appointee name is made available. The two public hearings will be held this evening in Atlantic during a meeting of the City Council. The first is with regard to an ordinance pertaining to the Sunnyside Park tobacco-free policy. The second pertains to the rezoning of a property at the southwest corner of 7th and Olive Streets from residential to commercial. With regard to the tobacco-free ordinance, the Atlantic Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors had approved that policy on their meeting back on November the 18th. The ordinance was drafted by the city attorney and modeled after a similar ordinance in Adel. If approved, the ordinance would prohibit the use of tobacco, quote, in designated areas of Sunnyside Park, the trails, the outdoor recreational facilities, and all public building and grounds restrooms, athletic fields, spectator areas of athletic facilities during a sporting event, tennis courts, basketball courts, skate park, pavilions, and within 25 feet of the playground equipment and picnic shelters. Violations would be punishable by the first violation, a monetary penalty not to exceed $100, for a second violation within a period of a year, a penalty not to exceed $200, and for each violation in excess of a second violation within a period of a year, the monetary penalty would not exceed $500. After the public hearing on the free tobacco-free policy, the council will hold a hearing on an amendment to the zoning map to reclassify a section of land at the southwest corner of 7th and Olive from high-density single-family to highway commercial. The Planning and Zoning Board approved the zoning request from Plummer Investments during their meeting on January 14th, even though the city comprehensive plan shows that the area in question should be zoned medium-density residential. The board said the rezoning proposal conforms to the comprehensive plan. It's still not clear what Plummer Investments intend to do with the lot once a 133-year-old home sitting on the property they own is demolished. There are concerns about whether the house would be removed in a timely manner and whether or not new construction would improve the general condition of the neighborhood. Safety at the heavily traveled intersection is also a concern that will need to be addressed. The Atlantic City Council meeting gets underway at 5:30. News time is 7:13.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindemann Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
In our funeral announcements, Sandra Sandy K. Brown, age 72 of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Sandy Brown will be held Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Patrick Dean McCorkle, age 53 of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. No services are planned, but a gathering of friends and family of Patrick McCorkle will be held Friday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Delphine Jensen, age 84 of Greenfield, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Delphine Jensen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Phyllis Bax, age 78 of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Phyllis Bax will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Elaine Adams, age 63 of Casey, died Monday in Des Moines. Services for Elaine Adams are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Dean Orsted, age 58 of Griswold, died Monday at his home. Services for Dean Orsted are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.